What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Vaginal gymnastics is basically the ability to control your pelvic floor muscles to an extreme level, as in being able to create this dexterity where you move your vagina in dozens of unique and very, very pleasurable ways during sex. We're talking squeezing, milking, locking, twisting, wringing, sucking, massaging, controlling. We have a lot of names for the different exercises, but like basically we stopped counting at 36. 36 different moves that you can do with your vagina.
Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. If you're brand new, I'm so excited for you to be here on this episode. And chances are someone recommended this particular episode for you because it is a very special and unique one. Oh my God, I can't wait to dive into it. Wait until you guys hear what this is all about. Now, oh, and if you're a returning guest, welcome back. I can't forget about you guys, my loyal listeners. Okay, so this episode comes with a little bit of warning, but the warning doesn't come yet. In about 20 minutes or so, there's your warning, because we're talking all about female things. So if you have people listening in right now with you to the episode, you know, in about 20 minutes, turn it down, save it for you later, ladies. And ladies, this one's for you. Sorry, guys, this episode is all about you. And I'm just going to say this, vaginal gymnastics. Enough said, right? So save this episode for you. It's not that it's bad or anything, but you know, it does come with a little bit of a warning today. Now, this episode today is different as well. So you have two guests on today with two different topics, and this is something new that we are starting. So first, you guys are going to hear from Jared St. Clair, and Jared is from Vitality Radio Podcast, and he has been on before. Jared is an herbalist and expert in natural supplement formulation with over 30 years of hands-on experience running Vitality Nutrition. He is incredible. He has been a guest on this show before. I have been a guest on his. Jared is now also one of my clients. We work very closely together. And I'm like, you know what? We need to have you on like once a month and dive into all of your supplement questions, because I get a lot of them. And some of them are very science-based. There's a lot on the market and we just don't know what to trust. So I'm like, Jared, why don't you come on like the first of every month and we'll dive into all of the questions that we get on the show and you can give us like real answers. Like, here we go. Give us the truth about it. So that's what we're doing today. I'm really excited about it. Today, we're diving into creatine. So everything that you needed to know about creatine, the questions that you have, Jared is answering those questions. It's so good. You guys are going to learn so much. So first, let me welcome Jared St. Clair to the show. Hey, everyone. So today we have Jared St. Clair coming back on the show. Welcome, Jared.
I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. You guys, I talked about this before. We are going to have Jared on every single month because he is the supplement guru. He is the master. And it was so fun having you on the podcast before. Jared is also one of my clients now. So I'll have to have you back and talk about your journey with that.
Yeah.
He's the host of Vitality Radio. You are the owner of the store. What's the official name of the store?
Vitality Nutrition.
Vitality Nutrition. Okay.
I was there. If I just would have kept talking, I would have got it.
He was on episode number 255, Vitality Unleashed. You are just a font of knowledge when it comes to this world, and you've been in it forever. So please, you guys, go back and listen to that episode. We have all of the links in the show notes. So if you hear this and you're like, I want to order this or that, everything's there for you. And we have a discount code too. I think it's Bomb Mom. You guys get a discount.
To Bomb Life?
Maybe. Let's keep it a Bomb Mom right now, just so we don't confuse anyone. Yeah, we'll keep it good for there for you guys. But Jared is just amazing. And I do have to give you credit, Jared, because I said all this before we hit record. He looks phenomenal, you guys. I'm making him blush.
I appreciate it. You're a good teacher. I'm learning. To actually do the fitness thing. I've known the supplement thing and the diet thing forever. But the fitness thing I have slacked on most of my life, and I'm glad to have you kind of walking me through it and learning how to do it. And
I know.
And it's been an adventure for 2 months. So we'll see what happens over the next several months.
It has been an adventure.
We're making progress.
We are. And I love this exchange too, because that's where I come into your world, and this is where you're coming into my world with supplements and stuff. And that's why I was like, can you please come on? We have to have you on the show. And every week, so you guys write in. It's melissavogel@gmail.com, or you can DM me messages or whatever you want, like on Instagram or something. We have a new big following on TikTok as well. So feel free, send me messages there. I'm clearing them out all the time. We want to know, what are your top questions with supplements? What do you need to know about gut health? Things like that. Anything in that world, right, Jared? Like, you can tackle.
Any question you've got, I think we can probably tackle.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so today we're going to talk about creatine, and this is perfect. We're just going to do these short little segments because last month I pushed creatine big time on my clients, and I'm so happy that they are listening and getting on it. So Jared, creatine, talk to us about creatine for dummies. Why is this so important? And tell my listeners why I'm not crazy.
Well, first off, creatine has come with a stigma for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's a product for men, and it's a product for people that go to the gym. And both of those things are true, but they're not exclusive. It is an incredible product for women. It is equally as effective and important for women as it is for men. And I will dare say it is as necessary for people who don't go to the gym as people who do. And we can talk about that too. But of course, most of the people, I think, listening to your podcast are at least, you know, in the process of trying to get active, if not mm-hmm. already doing it, right? So we can mm-hmm. focus a little bit on that. But if you understand creatine, it's the simple parts that need to be understood that I think are oftentimes kind of misconstrued is that it is a natural supplement. It is not a hormone or associated with hormones in any real way. It doesn't make you bulkier or, you know, just you start taking creatine and suddenly gain 10 pounds or anything like that. Creatine is found primarily in red meat. There's a few other places you can get it in your diet, but primarily in red meat. And if you are particularly stressing your body through exercise, your need for creatine comes up, and oftentimes comes up higher than what you're going to be able to get from red meat, unless you're, you know, full carnivore or something like that. So with supplementing creatine, all you're doing is giving your body more of that raw material that it needs to make what's called ATP. ATP is basically the fuel that the mitochondria produces for energy. And if you think about mitochondria and ATP, the highest concentrations of mitochondria and ATP are in the muscle cells specifically, which is why creatine has for decades now been used primarily by athletes.
Right.
But you know what the other highest concentrations are? The other highest concentrations are the heart, which of course is a muscle, and the brain. Yep. And so there's lots of good research showing now that creatine may be as important a nutrient as you can put in your body to prevent cognitive decline as we get mm-hmm. older, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, other types of neurological issues. So there's some really, really valid and good research that proves that it's not just for bodybuilders. But if you're working out, and you're working out without creatine, it's just a massive negative right out of the gate. There's no
I think so
good
too.
Reason mm-hmm. you shouldn't be on this supplement, because let's just talk about even like the economics of it. A really good quality creatine, you can get for like 30 cents a serving. This stuff's not expensive to use. You're talking, you know, 10, 12 bucks a month or something like that. Now, there are some really crappy creatines out there too. We can talk about that a little bit if you want. But cost shouldn't be prohibitive with creatine, not like it once was. Creatine used to be really expensive, but it's not anymore. It's easy to take. It's a powder that has basically no flavor to it. You can mix it in literally anything. You can sprinkle it on food if you want. You can put it in your protein shake with your electrolytes, you know, put it wherever you want.
It's easy.
And it doesn't even matter what time of day you take it. That's another kind of misnomer. A lot of people think it has to be done pre-workout, but creatine works on saturation levels in the muscle tissue. So as long as you're saturating the muscle daily with it, it really doesn't matter if that's a half an hour before you work out or right before you go to bed or any other time of the day. It's just consistent use that matters. And the research indicates that basically 5 grams a day is good for pretty much anybody.
Okay. What about 10? Like, should anyone go up and increase?
Interestingly enough, there's quite a bit of research on higher doses, and none of it outperforms 5 all that much.
Yeah.
You can get a little quicker saturation. Back in the day, and I'm sure you remember this, Melissa, it was always you take 20 grams of creatine every day for the first 2 weeks. It was called the loading phase, right? And you would get there quicker in terms of muscle saturation, but you also ran the risk of higher dehydration issues and things like that. And the research now basically indicates that take 5 grams a day. If you're a really big guy, you know, 250, 300 pounds, maybe 7 grams.
Yeah.
But not more than that. It's really not needed. And the performance levels, the studies are almost all done on 5 grams anyway. And that seems to work equally well for someone trying to fend off dementia or be able to get up out of a chair and up and down the stairs when you're in your 80s, as it is for someone who's trying to set a personal record on the bench press.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is there an increase on the scale when someone starts creatine? Because that's what everyone says. Oh, you're going to increase it. You're going to get an increase on the scale.
Yeah, oftentimes creatine will put a little bit more or help you retain more water in the muscle tissue.
Water.
It is just water. And in most cases, my experience has been, and this is one thing that is important too. When you think about like clinical studies that are done, they're typically done over like 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, maybe 6 months, but most of them are pretty short term. My experience just working with, you know, real people that are coming and taking supplements on a daily basis and asking me questions has been that if you do get some water weight gain out of creatine right out of the gate, in most cases, your body kind of balances that out after a couple of months anyway, and you don't tend to hold on to as much water at that point, especially if you are consistently keeping yourself properly hydrated. Water and electrolytes, your body is processing through the creatine just fine. The only real contraindication of creatine in terms of any kind of potential harm is if someone has severely compromised kidney function. That's the only person that it appears creatine may actually be a negative for.
Mm-hmm. And I have horseshoe kidneys. I don't have severely compromised kidneys, but I do have horseshoe kidneys, and I had a ton of like kidney stones and stuff like that. And mine are like connected. I don't have two. They're like connected. Shocker that there's something really weird wrong with me inside.
Hasn't been problematic for you?
It hasn't. And I've actually had a lot of blood work done just to be able to say to like myself and to like my listeners and followers too, like even me with that going on with my body, it hasn't affected me at all. Everything came back great. So.
Well, and so do you want to talk about a couple of the studies that show what it actually does in terms of performance?
Yes. That would be fabulous.
I think this is really, really helpful for people to put a number on it because it's like, okay, creatine's great. I need it. You know, what's it actually going to do?
Right.
So on what's called a 1 RM lift or a rep max, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're just trying to do a deadlift at the very highest weight that you can or a bench press at the very highest weight that you can, average increase in maximal strength is 5 to 15% pretty much across the board. They have seen in some sedentary people who are starting to get into the gym for the first time, increases of as much as 30 or 40%. So sometimes it is massive, but even 5 to 15% is a significant bump, right? I mean, that's not small at all.
Oh, yeah.
Muscle endurance gains of 10 to 15% in endurance capacity.
I believe that.
In high intensity, short duration, HIIT type stuff. Lean body mass. This one's awesome because this is where a lot of ladies get nervous about creatine. They're like, well, I don't want to get bulky and, you know, I don't want to look like a guy and all this stuff, that, you know, women throw at us when we talk to them about creatine. But lean body mass is your ultimate weapon if you're looking to be fit, trim, thin, right? Toned. We want lean body mass. Lean body mass makes for less fat mass and a lower body fat percentage. Mm-hmm. And that makes for a higher metabolism. And in just a few weeks, the average individual who is exercising and using 5 grams of creatine per day, on average, is gaining 1 to 2 kilograms of lean body mass.
Wow. And
that's actual mass of muscle, not water, right? That's real mass, the type of mass that we want. So these are pretty impressive numbers for people over 50, which, Melissa, do you know roughly like your demographics on this show? Is it mostly under, mostly over?
We're 35 to 65. So we have a very big range. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So this is interesting. I'm 52 years old. Creatine supplementation combined with resistance training in adults over 50, the results show that creatine supplementation led to an increase in lean body mass by an average of 1.4 kilograms compared to placebo. For people over 50, that is a crazy number. People over 50 in America, on average, are losing 1% lean mass per year. Mm-hmm. These people were stemming the tide over just a few weeks at over 50 years old.
That's crazy.
It's crazy and it's awesome, right? Because that's the biggest concern with people over 50 in America is that nobody talks about is something called sarcopenia. Women often think about osteoporosis, and they should. It's a big risk factor and lots of problems associated with it, but nobody talks about sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is basically osteoporosis of the muscle tissue. It's the muscle actually wasting as we get older. And in America, on average, 50-year-olds, both in male and female, are losing muscle on a regular basis. They're actually experiencing sarcopenia, and sarcopenia because muscle and skeletal, it is the musculoskeletal system. They are a system that hold each other together. If you have sarcopenia, you have a much higher risk of bone loss. And we know what comes with that, right?
Everything exactly.
From hip fracture to the hunchback and everything else that can come with it. So creatine and all of that.
Yeah. And once they hit that, you just don't recover the same. Some people are just downhill. I mean, how many stories do you hear of like, oh, grandma broke her hip, and then a couple months later she passed, you know, like it, people just don't recover from those types of things. So I got to know, how do I know if my creatine's good? Is it bad? Like, is it okay if I take a gummy form? Is it okay if I take a pill or a powder?
So the advantage of a powder over a gummy or a pill is just cost.
Okay.
The least expensive way to do it because the manufacturing price is cheaper, right?
Perfect.
I don't see any real reason personally to do a gummy or a pill unless you just absolutely hate the idea of mixing a powder into something. If that's how you are,
that's me.
You want to pop a couple of gummies or you want to take capsules, you got to take 5 capsules or typically 5 to 6 capsules, depending on the potency.
Yeah.
It's only one time a day, but is that many capsules? And you're going to pay probably twice as much for a capsule versus a powder. If you don't care, creatine, even in capsule form, is not expensive. So if it's just a convenience factor, I personally take enough capsules of stuff that I actually prefer a powder because it's less pills that I got to take on top of.
I know. That's why I'm doing a gummy, but I should just switch to the powder.
Yeah. And the gummies are kind of fun. You know, it's different. And as long as you're getting a gummy that's relatively clean, because there are some kind of junky gummies out there, then that's okay. The key with creatine really is most creatine now is coming out of China. That's not necessarily a bad thing. There are good supplements that come from China, but there's a lot of crap coming out of China. The best creatines that I have seen that are verified at the highest level of purity are one called CreaPure. Now, that's not made by CreaPure is a brand name of creatine and sold by a bunch of other companies. And so the bottle would be maybe any number of different brands, but on the back, it'll say it's CreaPure creatine. That's a German creatine. They have a very, very high concentration of purity. It's 99.99% pure. Okay. Another one's called PharmaPure that I really, really like. That one's actually put out by just one company, a company called NutraBio. That's personally the one I use. And I really, really like that. In terms of the studies, cleanliness, I guess, of the product, contaminants, all that, it's pretty much equal to CreaPure. So same stuff, different brand. Brands that are just kind of random brands that don't show any type of trademark form of creatine, especially if the price seems really, really low, there's a pretty good chance they're just getting some cheap stuff out of China that might be like a 97% pure. If you think about it, 97% pure versus 99.99% 9% pure doesn't seem dramatically different, but when you look at 2 or 3% impurities, depending on what those are, it can actually
Right.
be a problem. In some cases, they're contaminants. There's some research indicating that sometimes that can even be DHT that's in there,
Oh.
dihydrotestosterone, which you don't want, male or female,
Ew.
extra
Ew.
of. So better to, spend the extra few bucks on a really, really good quality creatine, especially when you
Right.
consider creatine's not expensive anyway.
Jared, can we get creatine from you?
You can get creatine from us. Yeah, we carry the PharmaPure one.
Awesome.
I like it actually more than CreaPure, only because CreaPure is kind of the, I don't know, they're like the name brand in creatine and they charge for it. It's great stuff, but it's more expensive and it doesn't necessarily need to be.
Okay.
So I like the PharmaPure from Nutrabio because it's about 20 to 25% cheaper and all the lab assays check out.
Okay. Can you get us a link?
Yeah, absolutely. We can put that in
Okay.
your show description if you'd like.
We will put that in the show notes, you guys, because I know everyone's going to ask me for a link for it. And then you guys can use your code too. You can use your
There you
BombBomb
go.
code on there and save
And
for your
just so
first
people
order.
know too, Melissa, before they even go to the link, when I talk about an inexpensive supplement, 60-day supply of the PharmaPure creatine from Nutrabio is like 24 bucks. So you're talking $12 a
Oh my
month. It's not
God.
expensive. And if you want to stock up and get the, they have a big bottle that's 200 servings, $57. It lasts you, three quarters of a year almost.
That's a no-brainer. That is such a no-brainer and such an easy way to improve your overall health and well-being and brain and heart. Like, yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
guys, go to the link and order your creatine today. Don't put it off.
It really is one of the most cost-effective, no-brainer supplements on the market and
Seriously.
equally great for women and men. And I want to throw this out there too. I know you have a lot of moms and dads in the audience like we are. I think it's an awesome supplement for teens as well. But now
Oh, that's a good question. Can our teen
lots
take
of
it?
parents are scared to give it to their teens because they think it's like going to change their hormones or mess with puberty or any of that kind of stuff. There's a lot of research actually on teens and young, like 18, 19, 20-year-olds, college athletes, that kind of stuff. They just don't find issues with creatine unless you either, again, have impaired kidney function or if you're taking way too much and not drinking enough water. So just make sure your kids are staying hydrated. I gave it to my teenagers all the way through basketball and football and all the sports that they were playing. Never even thought twice about it, never had a problem.
Interesting. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up because, yeah, there will be a lot of people that are wondering that too. And that's good to know. Good to know. Get the big bag, you guys. Share with your teens, your athletes. No brainer. Oh, Jared, thank you so much for coming on. You guys submit your questions because we're going to keep doing these. We're going to keep having Jared on. And then, Jared, let's record another episode too, talking about your fitness journey. Make sure you guys go over and listen to Vitality Radio because it is just so much good information about Jared's journey, his wife's journey, their store, supplements, mindset. Like, I mean, you name it, you cover it, right? Am I getting
I
it?
try. I try. Yeah. I mean,
It's
I've kind
good.
of put myself out there as the guy that has can answer the hard supplement questions. Supplements are so overhyped and marketed now. It's hard to know who's telling you the
I
truth,
know.
and who's just trying to pull one over on you.
I
And
know.
so my show, I mean, full disclosure, I sell supplements for a living, right? We've already discussed that.
Right.
So I'm going to have my bias to the same way as Melissa would about how she trained someone versus maybe how somebody else trained someone, right? We all have
Exactly.
our opinions. But as much as possible, I try and just lay it out there in as kind of simple layman's terms to help you understand what makes sense for you from a supplemental standpoint, how to steer free of some of the smoke screens and propaganda that are out there trying to sell you stuff that probably isn't that great.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I'm so grateful that we found each other and that our
Me too.
paths crossed and we can help each other. Oh, you guys, we're lucky to have Jared back on the Bomb Life podcast. So thanks again, Jared, for coming on. Check out the show notes, you guys. I'll be right back. We'll go on with the rest of our show. All right, welcome back. I told you that was going to be good, right? Did you know all of that about creatine? There is no downside, right? Jared is so amazing. So, right into the show, it's melissavogel@gmail.com, and we will continue to plug through your questions. Sometimes we'll answer multiple, sometimes we'll stick to one topic. Creatine's a lot. So, we just stuck to the one today, but I told you it was good. All right. So, now let's dive into our guest for today on the show. Our main guest, Jared, is our special guest. Today we have Belle Di Lorenzo, and I told you guys we're talking about vaginal gymnastics. What is that? what the heck is she talking about? Yes, we're going into pelvic floor, but we're going into like the history of pelvic floor training and the science behind it, the relationship between muscle and sexuality. You guys, we've talked about pelvic floor before. We've talked about this stuff on the show, but we have never dove in to it like this. How, I giggle like I'm like 6 years old. How your vagina works has never been explained to us like this before. Now you see why I'm like, maybe turn down the volume a little bit. This is an episode just for the ladies. So yeah, this is just for us ladies. So if you're a guy, maybe go to the next episode. But how building muscle affects pleasure for women. What's the science say about all of this? Belle is absolutely phenomenal. Now, she's the CEO and founder of Goddess, G-O-H-D-D-E-S-S, and author of the best-selling book, The Goddess Method, which dives into the world of vaginal gymnastics. And over the years, she has empowered women worldwide by coaching them in this practice, which enhances female pleasure, boosts libido, and amplifies orgasms. Her mission is to help more women discover the transformative power of these gymnastics through practical, science-backed content and to pioneer advancements in female health research. I told you, Belle is good. This is a conversation that's just going to blow your mind. And then hopefully after, you're blowing your own mind and your partner's mind. I mean, the conversation is just unbelievable. We are so lucky to have Belle on. So go to the show notes, get a link to her book, really consider signing up for her course. All the information is there, all her social media, go follow her, go learn more. We've never made this muscle connection before. You guys have heard me talk about muscle connection, mind, body, all of that stuff, but never in this way. Phew, mind blown. It's so freaking cool. So I can't wait to have more conversations with Belle. I can't wait for you guys to learn. And then again, right into the show. One, tell me what you think of our guests. Two, tell me what topics you want to cover, what questions you have for Jared. And three, just give me your overall input. We love hearing from you. You can also message me on Instagram at It's Melissa Vogel. Send me a DM. That's where I live. I love having you guys there. As always, rate and review this show. 5 stars if you feel appropriate, and leave us a review. I can't tell you how much it helps the show. We love hearing from you guys. And always go to the show notes. You're going to find everything you need there. If you're looking to take your muscles, your vagina muscles, but then also every other muscle in your body to the next level, book a call, discovery call, 15 minutes with me. If we need to talk longer, we'll make time for it. Let's dive in and see how we can get you living your best life ever. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. Today, we have Belle DiLorenzo on. Welcome to the show, Belle.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk.
I'm thrilled. I know, like before we even hit record, you guys were already like laughing.
We've just been talking for a while already. Yep.
Laughing and talking it up. But we're going to talk about vaginas today. And I have to laugh. I'm like a five-year-old child.
Vagina. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. I need to stop laughing every time I say it. My COO says it's not very professional.
You know what? I'm told that a lot. I'm like, yeah. Whatever. So you know what? It's working for me. Right. Now, you're the best-selling author too. You are the author of the best-selling book, The Goddess Method. Now, that dives into the world of, I was trying to practice this, you guys, pompoir?
Pompoir.
Pompoir.
But you can say pompoir. It doesn't. Okay. I don't think
pompoir.
It
matters. No, I didn't say it right.
Pompoir is perfect. It is.
Which is vaginal gymnastics.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Ladies, we're going to dive in here. First, I have to know, how and why did you specialize in this and write a book? How did this become your thing?
It's a weird mix of me having been a very horny teenager and not getting any, because I was very much a nerd. I'm still very much a nerd. And so I was a very uncool teen who didn't know the first thing about sex, but was obsessed with the concept of sex. I had a really great sex education teacher who basically...
I love this.
It's amazing. I had a great sex education teacher at 16, I think, who basically taught us how to masturbate. Like basically explained us, because she knew that a lot of my girlfriends were having sex already with their boyfriends because it was the thing to do. But nobody actually knew about their own pleasure. So she basically told us, go home, check with a mirror, try to see your lady bits, understand what's going on here. She showed us the anatomy, what we should look out for. And I knew straight away no one was going to do it, but I was a straight A student. So I went home and I did my homework. And so then she gave us some ideas on how to start touching ourselves. And so basically I had over half a, from that point on, I became obsessed with it. I had basically half a decade of unadulterated, unfiltered masturbation. Like it was the thing that I did before an exam to calm me down. It was the thing that I did before bed to go to sleep. Like I wasn't having any sex whatsoever.
Oh my God.
Very much a virgin throughout high school, throughout college. But still, it was a big thing for me. So I understood my pleasure really early on, much before I even had sex. But when I started with all of this, I was like, I was obsessed with the concept of sex and the idea of sex. And as a type A person, I was like, when the time comes, I want to be great at it. I want to be the fucking best at it. And so that's when I came across the term pompoir, the idea that some women throughout history, like Cleopatra, Jeanne de Poitiers, Wallis Simpson, were able to like enchant this powerful man and gain power through that by basically doing these crazy things with their vaginas. And so I love that idea, but nobody taught you how to do it. Like there were a lot of stories and historians telling of these women, but nobody gave you the step-by-step. Nobody. There was nothing on that. Time moves on and I started having my first boyfriend. Sex was okay. So it was fantastic. Everything about that relationship was terrible except for the sex, which is a very sad fact of life sometimes. And then on my second relationship, where everything else was fantastic, the sex was missing. And not from my end. I had, you know, very strong libido because I'd been masturbating for what was maybe 10 years at that point. It was very much from his end. He had gone through some trauma, which we don't really think about when it comes to men. I thought for a long time, the fact that he didn't want to have sex that often was a reflection on me. I was like, okay, clearly I'm not sexy. Clearly this is on me. Clearly this, there's something missing. And he did. He was an absolute sweetheart. We're still best friends to this day. And he was like, No, it has nothing to do with you. This is the stuff that happened to me before. That's why I relate to sex, to work and pressure and all of these things. And so because he had such a bad connotation, bad association when he came to sex, I was like, okay, what can I do? Because we were just starting the pandemic. We were living together in this tiny studio apartment with nothing to do but have sex. And I wasn't getting any. So I'm like, okay, this needs to be fixed because I'm going to go crazy. So I decided to go back to my research. And I was still, all those years, I still had in the back of my mind that I wanted to learn this pompoir thing. Went back online, still nothing. There was one book that supposedly taught you pompoir. I bought it. I started reading it. It was super hard to understand. Like, this is exactly what the author said when it came to like the twisting motion. Imagine that you have a pen between your fingers, between the palms of your hands, and you're rolling it up and down. And that was it. That was the explanation.
Good God.
And I'm like, okay, so what do I do with that? No images, no visuals, no infographics. There was no way I could understand it. It felt like a bad translation of a book. But again, the author, it felt like it was a book explaining to you what it was, not how to do it.
Right.
And I was so tired of that. But the pandemic, like many of us, it gave us a unique opportunity.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Argentina and we were in Buenos Aires at the time. And we had one of the strictest lockdowns, really long, really strict. We couldn't go to the gym. We couldn't go for a walk. You couldn't do anything. So I love lifting weights. I really, really enjoy lifting weights. I love fitness. So I couldn't go to my gym. So we and my partner, we had devised for ourselves kind of like a calisthenics plan of body weight training to do in the apartment. So I was learning a lot about muscle building and muscle biomechanics just in order to put together this plan for myself. And so I said, well, I could potentially apply everything that I'm learning to the muscles that surround the vagina, right? Like if I'm able to like do so many exercises to build my glutes, surely the muscles that surround the vagina are not that dissimilar. So I started applying the concepts of fitness and the concepts of muscle biomechanics and learning about the pelvic floor. And I would get, we actually have a really good healthcare system. So I would get like appointments with doctors, with pelvic floor physicians and be like, potentially move my muscles this way and this way and this way. And they were like, I mean, yeah, potentially, but I don't understand why would you want to do that? I'm like, okay, no, that's fair. That's all I wanted to know. Great. And so I would learn, I would use those sessions to kind of understand how the pelvic floor worked, right? And so I started devising my own plan. And so what I started doing was like, okay, on Mondays, I will train strength in the pelvic floor. On Tuesdays, I will train speed. On Wednesdays, I'll try skills because, you know, these historians talk about complete nerd. Complete type A, the last person who should own a sex company. So on Wednesdays, I was like, okay, well, I want to try a skill. Apparently, some women were able to twist, you know, in ancient Greece. So like, how would twisting even work? I imagine I would press with the front wall of my vagina and then kind of aid it with the right wall to kind of shift to one side and pull with the back and then the other opposite motion for the other side. Okay, how would I do this? And so I would train isolating the different walls. And that's how I kept going. And my partner was very much willing to be the guinea pig for this. And so we started having what I call a period of research sex. So we started having sex and I started trying these exercises that I was devising on him.
Uh-huh.
And our sex life basically took a 180 degree turn. He absolutely loved it. He was, you know, he thought it was incredible sex. It brought a completely new dimension to sex. We were way more connected. We were having sex all the time. And more importantly, it did a lot of things for me. If I thought I had a high libido before, now was like 14-year-old boy discovering porn for the first time libido. It was insane. It was a mess. It was very unproductive. I'll just say that. So that's one of the things that happened. The other thing that happened is that I started getting a lot more vaginal orgasms. So G-spot orgasms, A-spot orgasms. And for those of you who have never had a cervical or A-spot orgasm, it feels like a very spiritual experience. Like your body is like an out-of-body experience. You leave your body and then you come back a better person. It's like very strange. You start crying. It spreads throughout your body. It's crazy. And now I know why. It's because it's actually, there's a phenomenal research on this, that the cervix, or actually the A-spot, which is the anterior fornix, is directly connected to the vagus nerve. So it goes, it's a very emotional kind of orgasm. And they found this out because they did a study on women who had spine nerval cord injury. So they couldn't have other types of orgasms. But when they stimulated their cervix, they realized that the cervix bypassed those nerves and went straight through the vagus nerve. And that's why those orgasms feel so intense and so emotional. And you might cry and you might, and it feels like a connection and like very, very emotional. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why. Anyway, and the more I trained my vagina, the more I trained these muscles, the more I was having those types of orgasms. And the more it became my favorite, right? Because we always talk about the clitoris and it's fantastic, but your vagina is designed for pleasure. The inside of your vagina is supposed to feel very, very pleasurable. And so when you're basically training it constantly, you're creating all of this sort of like neural pathways between your brain and your vagina and the pleasure receptors. And so essentially you become way more optimized at drawing blood to that region. And so you become very aroused and you become very sensitive. And so that's what happened, right? And so what started out as an experiment to kind of fix my sex life and truly like help him ended up becoming something that I was like, oh my God, I love this. So he was actually the one who said, Belle, you need to train other people on this because you're young, it's great. But imagine like a woman who has been married for years and has never had a vaginal orgasm. Imagine women who have lost their libidos. So I was like, oh my God, okay. Yeah, you're right. So then I started coaching women online for free. And those women, as soon as they started getting results, they started telling their friends and their moms and their cousins. And so like the practice started growing. And for an entire year, we coached like hundreds of women. I had to hire my own best friend, taught her the method. And then she started coaching other people. And so basically we taught everything for free. But what we asked was that they filled out a questionnaire explaining like, so that we could understand where they fill the exercises, the positions, everything and how it improved, right? And so that's when we decided to start a course, a self-paced course. So I really like bringing infographics and animations to our practice just so that people can understand. So I designed and I illustrated an entire course. I had my other best friend animate the whole thing. And so we created a course, a complete online program, no pornographic imagery. It's all very beautifully designed so that it is basically friendly to everyone who wants to learn this. And so that's, and then at the end of, I want to say 2022, we launched that with a company that was really interested in it. We launched it with their audience. It was huge. And so that's what we've been teaching for the last 5 years. And then last year, I decided to launch the book. Yeah, January 2024, we launched the book. And in November, it became a bestseller. And it's been just crazy, crazy ride ever since. That's the very long explanation.
No, I'm like, I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to sit because I'm like listening and learning. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. I want to hear all of this.
It's insane.
This is fascinating.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I was really afraid to write the book for a few reasons. One, because a lot of people were asking for like my story. And I'm I don't feel like I am the poster child for like sex because I grew up very religious. So like I had only a handful of partners. So I was like, I don't know if I'm like the sexiest person in the world. I don't know. I just happen to really geek out on this thing and I love it. But the stories of my misfortunes when it came to sex were fascinating for people. And they were like, I really resonate with this because it feels like in the sex industry, in the sex space, there are kind of like two camps. You have like the very raunchy and like almost gratuitous, overly sexual explainers. Or you have the very spiritual, how you connect in the tantric kind of scene. And I was like, I don't fit any of these camps. Like for me, it's more like sex feels amazing. How can we get more people to have more orgasms in a very pragmatic way? And how can we talk about this? Like we talk about fitness, like we talk about nutrition, like we talk about everything because we're all here because someone had sex, right? So that's kind of my approach. And luckily it's been resonating with people. So it's good.
That's awesome. And you're really removing like the taboo around it and everything too. And people just aren't talking about it. Our episode out this week, I think we're talking about sex. It's a big topic and diving really in more to like the shame around it and how you're raised and, you know, people that are really religious, how much that really messes with you later on in life. But this, I love how you're unveiling everything about the power of it and the power of everything going on down there, because again, we're not taught. We don't have a roadmap. Like, I can't believe that you had someone actually teach and explain this to you. Like, were parents in an uproar? Like, I could only imagine if my daughter came home and told me this, I would be like, oh my God, tell me more. But other parents would be like, off with their heads, you know?
So the teacher, what she basically did is she explained some ways to sort of touch ourselves. So it was more like, I know you guys are having sex. I want you guys to understand that your pleasure is important and you shouldn't just do it because your boyfriend tells you to. And right. I thought it was beautiful. So that's basically what she explained. I in the latest edition of the book, I dedicate the book to her because she was just amazing, right? But basically, yeah, it's not just that some things aren't taught. And obviously, you know, masturbation, I think, should be taught. And a lot of these things should be taught, especially if you are having sex. You should know why you're doing it. And it should be for your pleasure. And sex and orgasms have so many health benefits as well, right? But the whole concept of vaginal gymnastics and the idea that you can move your vagina to do all of these things to create your own pleasure, it's under-researched, first of all. And it's also, we don't know. Like, as I was saying, like I talked to so many pelvic floor physicians when I was designing the program. And I was like, well, could I potentially like move only one side and like kind of like shift it to this side? And as I pull with the other side and kind of shift and like move. And they were like, I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know why. But yeah, technically, yeah, the muscles can do that. So it was like very much the people who should know the most about it had no clue. They knew that, you know, the muscles work in a certain way. So like potentially you could do it. It's really interesting. So my goal is to make vaginal gymnastics a standard practice that everyone just does because it's all about sexual health and it's a key part of your health.
God, could you imagine if every woman knew this going into a relationship and marriage? Dude, you'd be saving marriages left and right. Like,
that's the most beautiful messages that I get when I get emails from someone on the other side of the world being like, my husband and I had not had sex for like 12 years and now it's the most beautiful thing. Like, that I start cry. I'm a crier. So like every time I get that, I'm like, it's beautiful.
Oh my God. I love that. I loved the part too. You were talking about the new neural pathways that you're making between like your brain and your vagina and stuff. And I love that explanation because I teach and coach people too in like the fitness space. And I'm always like, you have to actually know how to like work this bicep. Mm-hmm. Like I spend a lot of time lifting. It sounds ridiculous with my eyes closed because I just want to feel
that's wonderful.
Muscle, you know, what am I pressing? Yeah. What am I deadlifting? Like, what am I squeezing? And you have to know. And the more
brain
you
muscle connection.
It, that brain muscle, it's so powerful. And the more you do it and the quicker you do it and the faster you get there, the faster results you're going to get. And people are like, what? I'm like, no, if you actually slow down and just learn, you're going to get results faster. And their mind is just blown once that actually starts happening. They're like, oh my God, I've been training for years, but I never like made the connection. Never thought about that with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's nuts.
The brain is so involved in all of this. It's neuroplasticity is such a big part of this. And the way that we can train ourselves, I related so much to like, obviously dorky things. I'm teaching myself piano right now. Right. And like at the beginning, you're like, well, there's no way my hands can do that. And then you're like, oh, okay, this makes a little bit of sense. And this makes sense. And now I have this coordination and now I'm able to play a piece that I could never play a year ago. And then for some reason, if I rest for 2 days and I come back to it, I play better. So like, it's exactly the same concept of like your muscles work, your muscles are built during rest. Same for your brain, like your learning is solidified when you rest. You break down your muscles when you practice, with active practice. And then during rest, that's when they build up stronger. Exactly. All those concepts happen in our bodies in every single thing that we do. And so it's like, that's really the big takeaway. We'll talk about the specific exercises, obviously, but the big takeaway that I want people to get from this is, your pelvic floor muscles, those that surround the vagina, work exactly like any other muscle. You know, you have strength, you have speed, you have power, you have agility. They work exactly like any other muscle. So they can be trained exactly that way. You know how some people who have really developed pecs, they can like make them bounce and move them in isolation? Yeah. Same thing. But even more with the vagina.
Because
the vagina is an orifice. So it's surrounded. So not only do you have the right and left walls, you have the front and the back walls, you have the entrance, the middle and the top. So there are what we call three axes of movement or three planes of motion where different exercises fall under. So when you get the book, you're like, oh, this is like the dorkiest fitness book. It's basically the science of the vagina. It's so nerdy. It's me geeking out about vaginal biomechanics. But it's beautiful. It's a lovely thing. And something that we were talking right before is that I'm here in the U.S. right now because the University of Miami and I were going to partner together to run the first vaginal gymnastics study.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of studies on Kegels and very simple forms of this, but actual vaginal gymnastics, dexterity, being able to move 12 unique regions inside the vagina, this is what we're going to be studying.
That's nuts. Okay. So I'm glad you brought up Kegels because I'm sure people are listening. Mm. What's the difference? What's the difference between vaginal gymnastics? Maybe explain what vaginal gymnastics actually is first. And then I know people are like, well, what's the difference then?
So vaginal gymnastics is basically the ability to control your pelvic floor muscles to an extreme level, as in being able to create this dexterity where you move your vagina in dozens of unique and very, very pleasurable ways during sex. We're talking squeezing, milking, locking, twisting, wringing, sucking, massaging, controlling. We have a lot of names for the different exercises, but like basically we stopped counting at 36 different moves that you can do with your vagina. Kegels are one of them. So that's the easiest explanation. A Kegel is a very simple contraction. Okay. It's a very simple lift up and down. That's it. That's what a Kegel is. But then that's, for example, that's, I was talking about planes of movement. Mm-hmm. That's an up and down movement. That's happening on the vertical axis of the vagina. But then you can move the right side alone and the left side alone. And then you can squeeze them together. And then you can squeeze them at different vertical levels. And then you can rock back and forth with your front and your back. And then you can direct your front wall to sort of twist or spin or control. Like there are so many different things that you can do because you're essentially being able to divide your vagina into 12 regions. So we have three levels up, but then we have a right side and a left side. So let's say entrance, right side, left side, middle, right side, left side, top, right side, left side. But then we have the front and the back. So you have front and back, entrance, front and back, middle, front and back, top. Talking 12 regions of movement. Each of them feels entirely unique. Each of them can move in isolation and you can teach yourself how to move everything in very different ways. Now, why would you want to do all of this? Well, first of all, because what we were talking about, you're creating all of this dexterity and you're creating a lot of sensations inside your vagina. So everything feels enhanced. If penetration before hasn't been the most mind-blowing experience of your life, it starts becoming that when you start training your vagina. You're basically creating all of these pleasure receptors inside of you. Everything becomes way more sensitive. It's like you're in a perpetual orgasm. G-spot orgasms become way more frequent. Cervical or A-spot orgasms become way more frequent. Obviously become, I hate the word tighter, but yes, you become really, really tight, but not tight. Really aroused, really lubricated. So people who have trouble with lubrication and arousal, that is no longer a problem when you start training your vagina because you're basically becoming really effective at drawing blood to that region. You make the whole loop of arousal way faster. So you get multiple orgasms, you get aroused much faster. A lot of people get aroused as they're training the exercises during the week. So I always say, make sure that you have a cold shower nearby because you might get really horny as you're training because a lot of these exercises just rub your vagina the right way. So like a lot of people use it just for masturbation.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting here totally squeezing everything right now.
Yeah, for sure. I know.
Everyone else is listening too. Totally. Come on, ladies. You know you're listening sitting in the car going, oh my God, I'm squeezing. I'm feeling.
Totally. Super normal. So these are the biggest documented benefits of this type of training are, yeah, pleasure from any sort of penetration, whether it's your fingers, a toy, your partner, lubrication, arousal, libido, completely naturally, no matter the age. We have a woman who's 83 from Georgia, and she came to us because she used to be she identified a lot with the part of herself that was a very high libido, high sex drive person. And she lost it during menopause. And she was like, I don't think there's any cure for me. I just found this out and I just wanted to ask. And I said, let's start training. Let's see how it goes. And now this woman emails me every single month about the new guy that she's fucking in the nursing home. Every single month. Like, she's my spirit animal. This woman is living her best sex life in her 80s. She's like, Belle, I was able to twist this man, this stuff. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's beautiful because she felt so disillusioned, because once you turn a certain age, it's like you're no longer a sexual being. It's done for you. And she was like, fuck that. Like, I really like that part of my personality and I want it back. And we were able to train that with her. And the third biggest benefit is just mind-blowing orgasms. More frequency of orgasms, different kinds of orgasms. A lot of people who have never had vaginal orgasms before, they become really frequent. A-spot orgasms, they become really frequent. What I always say, though, is that if you're in a casual relationship, I wouldn't use this because you won't be able to get that man to stop calling you, because it becomes very, very pleasurable for the receiver as well. So yeah, I always say just use this on husband material, because otherwise,
okay,
it will blow up your phone. It's going to be a nightmare. Because
that's hilarious. Okay, yeah. What about, because I know we have a really good mix of people that are in a marriage or a serious relationship and single. I swear to God, it's like 50-50. What do you say to the women that are single? How can they, do they need to get a big dildo to practice this? Like, what are we talking here, Belle?
You don't need to get any toy. Like, of course, there are some toys that can help you with, like, so we have something in our program called Rites of Passage. So, like, tests that you can do when you want to achieve really complex moves. And, like, a dildo or even Kegel weights can help give you a more visual feedback. I always say that your two best friends when it comes to vaginal gymnastics are your fingers. People hate me because we could be selling a lot of toys. But, like, for me, it's like, I'd rather give you what really works. Your fingers are going to give you a lot of feedback, because you basically have two parts of you that are having sensations, your fingers and your vagina. So you have the most accurate receptor here, because if you do it on your man, like, he's going to love it, but he's not going to be very useful to you. Like, if you're where are you feeling this? It's going to be like, oh, baby, this feels incredible. I love it.
Exactly.
No. Where exactly are you feeling
this? I need to know. Top, right, left. Yeah, like, give
top,
me details.
Top, right, going to shaft. Yeah. Exactly. No, they won't be helpful. They'll just love it. So your fingers are going to be great.
Okay.
Because that's when you'll be able to feel the different sensations on different parts of your fingers, whether you're pressing them left or right, where you're pressing back to front, like all of these different things. I am single right now, and I've never been more consistent with my training, because there are many reasons. I actually asked this in my community a couple of months ago, I want to say, because I wanted to write a blog post and I wanted insights from other girls who were single. There are a lot of things, but one of the things is, once you start training this and you start walking around life knowing that you have this secret power, that you have like this magical vagina that can do all of this crazy
thing,
it kind of trickles down in every aspect of your life. Like, a friend of mine, she's an architect and she works with construction workers. So it's a very male-dominated environment. Mm-hmm. And she, every time she's about to go on a meeting, she tells me that she does some exercises and then she goes, because it makes her feel like so powerful, but also centered in her femininity. It's a weird mix, because it's a very powerful thing and uniquely to the woman that you can do. But it's also very feminine, because it is something that, you know, only people with vaginas can do, right?
Yeah.
So it connects you so much with that divine feminine energy. And so you walk differently. It's like you're exuding this weird confidence and this weird secret that not everyone knows that you have.
I love that.
But the other thing is, it's great for masturbating. It takes masturbation to the next level. So if you are touching yourself and you start squeezing in a certain way and you start doing your favorite moves in different positions, masturbation becomes very, very it's just wonderful, because the same orgasms that you would get through penetration with a partner, you get them through masturbation as well. And so it's a very beautiful thing. And the third thing is, obviously, it's a different aspect of your fitness, right? You're having a strong and flexible pelvic floor helps with many things. Like, for example, I lift weights. And so it helps me a lot now to brace my core and use my pelvic floor in alignment with the different exercises that I do. It helped me improve my strength, my strength PR in like squats and deadlifts. So like, it's something that I didn't even think about when I first started training, but I'm like, oh, well, it makes sense. The pelvic floor is basically the basis of your body.
Right.
So it helps you center, right? It's a reactive muscle. It's a balanced muscle. It helps with so much things. So I would say that that's one of the biggest things why you want to do it single, just pleasure for yourself and this confidence that you have. And also, I don't know, for me, being sort of turned on. There's a lot of research on this, but like being turned on makes me really happy and makes me really creative.
Yes.
So it really helps me. It's almost like, you know, a lot of people talk about this with fasting when they're not eating food, that sort of feeling of like hunger, it's like this feeling of energy of doing mm-hmm. something and channeling it into something else. It's kind of the same as being horny, I think, in that sense. Like you have this energy that you can basically project into something productive, yeah. if you will.
Yeah.
Or just go masturbate. That's also a commonly viable choice.
Right, which is going to equally produce all the right hormones and chemicals Correct. In your brain and like Correct. Everything too. Yeah.
Imagine if you were just orgasming like 3 to 5 times a day. Like that's just a beautiful life. Just live. Life is too short to not be having multiple orgasms every day.
Seriously. And I know so many women, it breaks my heart that like their sex life is just either gone or they just do it because
it's an afterthought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like all just for him. And like, I have no desire for it anymore. And I'm like, God, I said this before on another podcast, like you're missing the sweet spots of life. Parts that make us human. And
to me, that's like having no sense of taste. It's like, imagine if you could not taste food.
Good way to put it.
Imagine if you couldn't taste food. Like, how sad would that be? Food is so delicious. And so like not experiencing that, but that's the thing, for the fact that we are not taught any of this, it makes sense, right? So like, you know, for you, sex could be just someone grinding on you and like, okay, hoping for that to be over so you can go take the kids to school. Like it's so away from what it should be experienced as, right? And yeah, those are the people that I love helping. When I get those messages, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's really nice.
Okay. Can you give examples? Because I'm sure a lot of women listening are like,
let's do it.
Totally interested right now going,
let's do it.
I don't know what to do. I'm just like squeezing down there. Like, can you explain that? Like, what does look like? And is this in the course? It's in the book?
It's everywhere. So the program is our flagship course basically has everything. It's your one place for everything vaginal gymnastics. So we have a fundamental course, an advanced course, a lifestyle course. So I explained to you, like, obviously all the moves with animations, beautiful visuals. I wanted it to be a thing where like a mom can train. Even if a little kid walks in the room, they're not traumatized for life. It looks like just beautiful, iconic imagery. Like all the vaginas are yellow. Like you don't really see anything.
Okay.
Pornographic at all. It makes sense because these are muscles that are inside of you. It's supposed to be educational, not supposed to be pornographic in any way.
Right.
So you get the animations of every exercise. You get the schedule, what you should do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You get everything. Then we have an advanced course that I launched at the beginning of this year with really, really complex stuff, like super, super complex things that a lot of women were like, I want to learn this and this and this. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's do this, the complex course. Then we have a lifestyle course where basically I show you different ways to make training more fun. So something, and this is just me being a crazy person, but like,
I'm like, isn't it already fun?
It's super fun. But I was like, if you're doing it every day, a few weeks, I'm like, how about we change it up? How about we add some music? And so I basically designed like a Guitar Hero of vaginas so that with your favorite songs, you're matching the beats and the melodies to different exercises. Uh-huh. So you're just following along with your favorite songs and you're creating your own choreographies. That's just my weird
brain. I love it.
How it works. And then you get access to our community, you get access to me, you get access to you get a free copy of the book as well. That's your one place that you want to go.
Okay.
But I always tell people to start with the book because obviously it's a bigger investment to get the program, even though you get it for life. We have payment plans, but you want to start with the book because the book is going to be basically a great way to dip your toes into this and understand if it's for you because it's a training. Like I can tell you everything about weightlifting and yet we're not all jacked because we have to put in the work. So I'm like, figure out if this is for you. And I give you the exercise. I'll tell you how to design your own program, the different axes of movement, everything that we talked about. And I explain the exercise as well. So always start with the book, figure out if this is for you, if you love it, and start training that way. And if you want to get the program, that's fantastic.
Okay.
So we have the exercise on both. Now, Let me see. A really quick way to understand this is when we're doing a Kegel, what's happening is we're pulling up and then we're releasing. That's what's happening. And so you're pulling up as if you were sucking in from a straw with your vagina or as if you were holding your pee. And then we relax. What's happening here is that your muscles, your pelvic floor muscles are just lifting and relaxing. Super normal. We do it multiple times. We do it when we're holding in our pee, when we're holding in a fart, because it basically covers the entire pelvic region. We do it when we orgasm involuntarily. We do it when we're lifting weights. Pelvic floor is part of our core, so it will activate as well. So we do it pretty frequently. It's a very intuitive move, and your body knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of the pushing out motion of power peeing or delivering a baby, right? Now, squeezing, sometimes it's used interchangeably, but it's a completely different move. Squeezing, instead of pulling up, is pressing in. So your horizontal walls, imagine your right and left wall, are squeezing and pressing together to the center. So instead of shortening the vaginal canal by lifting up, you're narrowing the vaginal canal by pressing in. So they're almost like, I wouldn't say opposite moves, but they're completely different directions of movement. So kegeling or contracting is an up and down movement, and squeezing or pressing is a horizontal movement.
It makes sense.
Correct. Mm-hmm. A good way to kind of visualize this, squeezing is really hard to grasp at first, but once you do, every single other move of vaginal gymnastics is unlocked, once you can understand the true difference between squeezing and kegeling. But a great way to kind of understand it is this visualization. So imagine if you placed a blueberry at the entrance of your vagina, and your job is to kind of grip it and then pull it inside of you. That sort of flex that you first do to kind of grip it and grab it, that's your squeeze. And then that sucking up motion that you do, that's your kegel or your contraction. So you first kind of grip your muscles in place to kind of get your vagina tighter, to kind of grip the blueberry. That's a squeezing motion. And then you suck in, whoop, you lift up, and that's your kegel. So that's a good way to kind of understand the difference between the two.
Yeah.
Now, squeezing at the beginning is going to feel very subtle because you haven't done it before, but it's super, super, it's one of the most powerful exercises you can do. So really understanding that difference, I dedicate an entire chapter of the book to that difference, because once you get it, everything else is much easier. So basically, squeezing is a flex. You're flexing your muscles. It's like the difference between lifting a weight with your bicep or just flexing your bicep. That's the difference between contracting and squeezing.
Mm-hmm.
And you continue with that flexing and flexing and flexing until you feel like you can't anymore. And that means that you've successfully closed the vaginal canal, and then you can release again. Now, those are two different axes of movement. We have the vertical axis with the kegel, and we have the horizontal axis with the squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have the sagittal axis or the frontal axis, which is the front and the back walls. And you can basically, a great way to learn how to squeeze the front and the back is by laying down on the floor and facing up and trying to press with the front of your vagina as if you were trying to bring it to the center of you, and then responding with your back. And the stronger that you'll squeeze with your front, the stronger the back will respond. And sometimes you'll feel your abs activating a bit when you press your front, and your lower back racing from the ground as you activate your back, because it's all part of the core and they're all together.
Really?
Yes. So it's a great way to tell that you're doing it. But let's talk about something called biplanar movements, because we talk about three planes of motion. You have the vertical, the horizontal, the front and back. But there are many exercises, the more complex they get, they combine planes of motion. So whipping is an exercise where essentially you're squeezing, but at different vertical levels up. So the squeezing motion that we just did, that flex, but you do it at the entrance, then in the middle of the vagina, and then at the top. And you're able to do it in a strong and fast fashion so that it ends up looking like this. Like,
oh,
a wave.
My God.
So you're doing like a wave of entrance, middle, top, entrance, middle, top, entrance, middle, top. And essentially, yeah, it feels like a whip, like you're essentially creating all this friction inside your vaginal canal. And that feels amazing in the spooning position, standing position. In missionary, it feels really good. Like we did a huge survey on like what exercises pair best with each position. And so we have an entire module in the program on like how to use each move in different positions of sex. But ideally, you want to experiment with all of them, because couples end up finding their own sort of like choreography and staples in their menu of vaginal gymnastics. So yeah, so those are the things that you can start visualizing.
Okay.
And then milking is another exercise where we're doing really slow contractions up, really slow releases down, and then you're pairing that with penetration. So for example, you contract slowly up as your partner leaves your body, and then you're releasing as your partner enters, which might sound counterintuitive at first, but it feels way better, because what you're essentially doing is you're releasing your muscles and basically opening up and showing all the texture that you've been building through the week of training when he enters you, creating this resistance. And then when he exits your body, you're basically not allowing him to let go because you're pulling in. And that feels amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really great friction between you two. And so we have like this, we have dozens of unique skills that feel completely different from each other. And you're going to love them in different positions. So a great part of this is training a new move and then experimenting in the bedroom where you like it best and what kind of orgasm it brings up for you.
Oh my God. That's a lot. I've done a lot of podcasts on like pelvic floor, sex. We've had sex therapists on here, experts, like, because we talk about it, you know, like that's how we learn. I want to take the shame and the like, oh my God, the taboo around like sex and stuff. This is blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
No one's even talked about this before.
No, it's not there. It's not there. And so I'm so excited to bring it.
Yeah. You know,
it's going great. We've been published by the Daily Mail. We've been published by Pop Sugar. Like, stuff is happening. And I'm like, yeah. I want everyone to have this. A lot of my students are like, if I want every woman to know this. And they're a little bit like, okay, they don't want to have, they want to kind of gatekeep it. And I'm like, let's not gatekeep it, because here's the truth. Everyone has access to the gym or to body weight training. And yet we're not all jacked. So it doesn't mean that because the knowledge is out there, everyone's going to do it. It's like anything else. We could all be playing the piano or the guitar. I could not do it.
Exactly.
Also, like, it's not exactly that. So what I will say is the most groundbreaking thing in female pleasure right now, and this is me tinfoil hat on, I think a reason why we're not teaching more of this is because it fixes so many issues with the stuff that you already have. Like, it's your own body. It's your own body fixing lubrication, fixing arousal, improving your orgasm. So like, there's nothing to buy. Like, even if you didn't want to get the book or you didn't want to get the program, and that's, I have a lot of free resources that you can just start following. I have a blog. I have like a free guide. Like, you can just start, you can look at my TikToks. Like, I love talking about this stuff, but it's obviously not as lucrative as, like, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars spending a vaginoplasty, you know?
It's right.
Like, you can just train your muscles. And at any age, again, I have women in their 80s doing this and having a fantastic time. So that's, I'm very proud that a lot of women were about to get a vaginoplasty. And I was like, no, let's see if we can train this first. And then if you want, you can do them. And they decided to spend their money.
Yeah.
Save their money and take a trip to Cabo or something different than spending so much money.
Right. Well, and this is earned. This is going to be something earned, just like you said, the gym and your body, you know, the strength down there and your power and your abilities is going to be based on your time spent on it and, you know, working on it and stuff. And again, just like health and fitness, the benefits of this seem endless.
We keep finding out more and more. We keep finding more and more, and that's what blows our mind. Like, we've helped women who had gone through sexual abuse before. We've helped women who have never experienced orgasms. We have a lot of women who feel like C-level Fortune 500 companies, and they're like, I feel very masculine. I feel like I'm more, and I want to feel a little bit more in touch with this during sex. And they use it as a way to sort of like connect with their femininity and feel sexy and sensual. And so everyone has taken their practice and made it their own, because some women use it in a very more quote unquote dominant way. Like, there's an exercise called locking, which basically means you can lock your partner inside of you and not allow him to get out and not allow him to orgasm. So you decide when he gets to orgasm, when you release. It's crazy stuff.
That's amazing.
And so some women go through that role, and like, they use it for edging and for getting control. And some women use it in a very submissive way. And some women use it just to connect more with their own pleasure. So like, and we have women who are in same-sex relationships and they train together, and it's beautiful. So I'm like,
wow,
everyone has made the practice their own, which is what I really love about it. And I feel like in the sex industry, we're sometimes missing the point. We're making things feel a little bit unwelcoming for a lot of people. Like, the fact that sometimes, you know, websites are designed, you know, in such a gratuitous way that I'm like, my mom would never purchase this. You know, my mom would find it too intimidating. So I wanted to create something that every woman would feel comfortable doing. So yeah,
I love that. It's been so nice. I can't wait to get the book. Like, I can't wait. And I'm going to blast it all over my story too. And
I show everyone what I'm doing. I am so excited to see which is your favorite exercise. Every time I meet someone, I'm like, I think she'd like this one. But then they prove me wrong, or they're like, yep, this is the one. So I try to, it's like trying to guess someone's like horoscope sign. I don't believe it.
Right.
It's like when people who know about this stuff, they're like, I bet she's an Aries. And for me, it's like, I bet that you would like twisting.
No, I think this is great. And I feel like the more I talk about this too, I know it helps my audience and the listeners to feel more comfortable about it too. Like, okay, well, Melissa got the book and Melissa's trying it. Mm. You know, let me be the guinea pig. Let me be the hamster. Mm. I am for so many things. And I want to do this with everything with what we're talking about today too, and just keep removing that stigma around it and like help people live their best life ever. Like, that's what I'm all about in all different areas of life, with your food and your workout and your mindset and your relationship and now your vagina. Like, I fucking love that. Thank you so much. Okay, where can people find you? Where can we get the book? Because we'll put a link into the show notes for it. Where can they get the course? And I love that you said, too, start with the book.
Start with the book.
Mm-hmm. And then we can jump up to course in advance. And this is so cool. This is going to change so many lives, Belle. Okay, where can we find you, follow you, all the things?
So everything, we have everything on goddess.com. You get access to the book, to the program, to coaching, to our blogs, to everything. And goddess is G-O-H-D-D-E-S-S. Okay. So it's goddess with an H after the O, because we like the O of orgasm. So goddess, and that's where you get everything. You get access to our social media. You can find us on TikTok with the same name, Instagram, YouTube. We have really good content on YouTube as well. Everything is there. I wanted just one place where people could just find everything. So go to goddess.com. You get access. Okay. You have a free guide that you can download. You can read everything about this. And I keep adding new blogs. I keep adding content because I'm in this for the long haul. I want to publish research. I want to get into, like, I want to teach it at school. Like, I want, not schools, I think it's a little young, but I want to teach it in workshops. I want people to have access to this. And yeah, it just should be a normal thing. It shouldn't be this weird esoteric knowledge. It should just be something that we all do. So yeah, that's my goal.
I love it. Well, college, I know.
College, like, that's better.
College, could you imagine like girls learning this in college and knowing that they have that power and how much it would probably stop them from going out and making the wrong choices because they would value them and their gift and everything so much more? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
It feels like such a gift.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it on it. You don't just want to do it on anyone.
No.
Like some women have told me that they do it on as a revenge kind of thing. Like, for example, if they've been with a guy who's been kind of like a fuck boy and like they don't want to do the casual thing, but the guy wants to do the casual thing. They're like, okay, I'll fuck him just one last time and I'll do everything and he'll be haunted for life. And that's like, and I'm like, okay, you go, girl. You're in your evil era. I love
whatever you need. Right. Oh my God. I love this so much. Belle, I can't thank you enough for coming on.
No, thank
and
you.
I think once I dive in more, I think it'd be really cool to do a part two.
I would love that. I would love that. I think it would be great. I can't wait for you to learn about everything. Yes.
It makes
me
like sweat and nervous.
Oh my God.
I love it all at once.
You're going to have so much fun.
I'm here for everyone to learn. And like, I just know that that's my mission and my goal of life is to like help other people live their best life. And that's you match that so much. And you're part of it. So we are so blessed to have you here today. Everyone, check out the show notes, get the book, follow along, find her on TikTok, Instagram, all the things, and stay connected because we all know how we like hear something and you hear a podcast and then you're like, yeah, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm. But if you stay connected and you follow and we pop up on your feed, you're going to be like, oh yeah, oh yeah. And we need several reminders. Like, oh yeah, that was important to me. That spoke to me. So go to the show notes and follow and find. Thank you again, Belle.
Thank you so much, Mel. Have a great
day.
Amazing. Thank you
so
much.
You too.
This is wonderful.
Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye-bye.
The Bomb Life podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insight. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.